When I first began my work as a money educator, I immediately dove into my favorite thing, actionable advice. With good intentions, I thought that offering guidance around goal setting, budgeting, and investment strategies would be enough for success. And we'll get to all those things later, I promise. But after our sessions, my clients quickly reverted to old habits: mindless spending, negative self-talk, and analysis paralysis. We hadn't processed the root of their problems with money, because I just wanted to help them as quickly as possible. All the strategies I gave them to fix their financial issues ended up being temporary solutions to a much larger problem. It was then I realized, if we want to create lasting financial change, we have to do some emotional unpacking first. It's going to be tempting to skip this chapter. I completely understand that the last thing you want to delve into is your emotions around money. But it's the most necessary part of the process of feeling financially confident. You can't start to change your money narratives until you get honest about where they originated. I can't teach you how to set financial goals if you haven't understood how your money hang-ups will affect you. It's like trying to compete on the Great British Bake Off without having a recipe in mind. You're just going to burn some stuff, and also have a soggy bottom. And then Judge Paul Hollywood will turn his crystal blue eyes on you with disdain. No handshake for you. As shame researcher, professor, and all-around queen of my life, Dr. Brené Brown says, she's going to be quoted so much in this chapter, if you don't name your emotions and feel them, they will eat you alive.